1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
You think that pregnant women are put on a pedestal, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
Oh, I just think that our society has glorified pregnancy. I think to the point where pregnant women are put up on a pedestal, and I think it's a bad thing to do. Because I think you run the risk. If you kiss up to them too much, you can...
Well, what, I mean, pregnant women put on a pedestal, pregnant women are... There's a lot of things going on there. They're symbols of life, new life. They're also in a physically vulnerable place, right? You know?
Well, I personally, my experience has been, I can point out something that happened at a 4th of July party that we were at this past weekend. My son Chase and I were invited to a home of Craig Dulan, who is a gentleman that I have been doing some work for, and his wife, Joanne, who is pregnant. And I'd done some cabinet work for them. And this is an example, I think, of how pregnant women can turn into, I don't want to, the B word, but...
Okay, tell me about this. So you had a pool, were we at a pool party?
It was a 4th of July party, yes.
Tell me what happened.
Just
go ahead and, I don't want to prompt you with a lot of questions. Tell me what happened. What happened at this pool party? This man's wife is pregnant?
Well, yes, sir. My son, Chase, was in the pool. And they've got a very big pool. It's a beautiful home. It's got a water slide and so forth. He was throwing a football with this other young guest. And the football they were throwing was one of these Nerf footballs, if you've ever seen them. They get very heavy when they're in the water.
It's hard to imagine anybody can throw one.
Well, they were tossing it back and forth, and the boy reached up to catch the football that my son Chase had thrown, and it hit this lady Joanne, who is, and it hit her, and suddenly she's screaming at Chase, and I said to her, calm down, and I can see that she's pregnant.
Well, now, where did it hit her?
I believe it hit her in the stomach area.
Okay, see, do you realize you hit a pregnant woman in the stomach, she can miscarry?
Well, okay, that's kind of a misconception. Maybe she could, but I think you need to know pregnant women are a lot tougher than they let on. And this is what I'm saying. She got upset more about Chase and me laughing because what happened was he threw the football and it hit her, as I say, in the stomach area. That's, which is not a good, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Well, what were you guys laughing? This is a pregnant. How pregnant was she?
Well, she was very evidently pregnant. I don't know how many months along she was.
So you guys laughed?
Well, he hit her with the football, and we both said at the same time, touchdown, or something like that. I suppose
you guys said touchdown after you hit this pregnant woman with a football.
Well,
see, that if I was her husband, I would be very angry.
Well, and I totally understand that, and I did apologize to her, but I also told her, I said, you can come off your act a little bit, because...
What do you mean you can come off, because you thought she was kidding around?
Well, no, not kidding around.
You thought when you hit her with the football, she was playing it up?
She was playing it up, and I said to her, look, the boy's sorry, but he's playing with a football, and you're walking around pregnant, and you can... Quit with your act, is what I said, and that's when she asked us to leave. And
well, I got to tell you, I don't know where how she asked you guys to leave after you said touchdown.
But we did a pretty, here's my question for you, Mr. Henry. At what point do we say to pregnant women, okay, you're pregnant, good for you, but the world doesn't evolve around you, and you know as well as I do, you're not as delicate as you try and come off.
But I told you that you hit a woman with a football who's pregnant, she can miscarry with a trauma like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something about pregnant women.
No, but do you know what I'm saying?
Well, sir, I'm the son, I'm the father of a boy. I was with my wife through 9 months of pregnancy. Pregnant women are not weaklings. They want you to believe they are. I was in a nightclub up here in Ventura about 7-8 years ago. It was a country western bar. I saw this gal. She was pregnant. She's smoking cigarettes. She's line dancing. And she was fine. And
well, have you seen her kids since she gave birth to the kid? How do you know how well that kid's doing?
No, I don't. No, I have not. But I'll tell you this. My mother was pregnant with me. She worked up through her 9th month. And you know something? I said to this lady, well,
hold on. Hold on for a minute, sir. I want to give a phone number out here because I do have people to call the show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me just restate here what happened at this party. You were at a 4th of July. Was your wife there?
No, my wife is not well. She's right now, she's having some therapy done. She was in an automobile accident, and she cannot, it's not good for her to get up in her legs, so we went by ourselves. But I could tell.
Well, let me ask you. You were the husband of a pregnant woman at one time. At what point, if somebody hits your wife in the stomach with a football, and then they yell touchdown,
Well, we did apologize.
Well, you apologized, but then you said, "Why don't you come off your act?" Wouldn't you get angry?
Well, you're talking about my son Chase. Is this boy is very special to me. You got to understand, he is everything that I couldn't be. I hope he is everything. And I do love my son very much. And
well, everybody's kid's that important.
All right, everybody's kid's that important, but they don't have to come off like their kid is, you know, Joe Montana, you know, and everything like that. So I said to her, you know, you're yelling at me, and you're acting like you're all weak, and you're a pregnant woman, and you just ain't that weak.
And what did she say to that?
And then she said to me, well, let me tell you something. I don't take that. She said she didn't take that as an apology.
Okay.
And she said, you and your son can leave. And this is the wife of my of this gentleman I work for. So I said to Joe, do we have to leave? And he, by that time, you know how it is. He's having a few beers. He was feeling pretty good. He says, I don't know. He kind of shrugged his shoulders. So I said, I tell you what. You know, and I'm sorry that I said this, and I do apologize, but I told her that, I said, you can go straight to hell, you know. And I told my son.
All right, so your son hits her with a football, a waterlogged Nerf football, which weighs about like a brick. He must have one hell of an arm on him.
He's got a great arm. Yes, sir, he does.
So he hits her with a full spiral pass in the stomach with a wet Nerf ball, and you guys yell touchdown.
We yelled touchdown or so. I think I said at that point, I said, now that's 7 points right there. And I patted him on the head. And
look at you. You hit a woman in the stomach with a... You didn't.
No, my son did.
All right. Was the husband concerned?
Well, he didn't know. He was not concerned. She was, yeah, she was raising holy hell. She was screaming and everything. She said this and that. She said...
What was she screaming?
She was saying, you know... Calling my son, how could you do that to me? I don't know what she said, but she was really upset. And I said, look, you can come off your act. Everybody sees that you're pregnant. And we know as well as you do that that's no big thing. See, that's what I'm trying to say. Pregnant women, let me tell you a story, Mr. Henry. My mother worked through 9 months of pregnancy, okay? And you know what my mother was doing before I was born? She worked for Lou Devonshire here in the women's wrestling circuit. She traveled.
Your mother was a wrestler?
Yes, sir, she was. Yeah, she worked for Lou Devonshire. My father was her manager. And she worked all the way up until it was delivery time, and nothing was wrong with my mother getting hit with... So this lady getting hit with a football is a perfect example of what I'm trying to say. They expect to be put on a pedestal. And my mother, who loved us and took care of us, and I loved her with everything in my heart. And with me inside of her, she's getting boots in the gut. Here's a pregnant woman. And at that time, she wrestled against Doris DeMone, who, I don't know if you're familiar with wrestling, she had the DeMone pile driver. My mother survived pile drivers, triple suplexes, sleeper holds where they cut the oxygen off while she was pregnant with me. And today, you got pregnant women walking around with a plastic bag, you know, to catch their you-know-what, because they might be able to sell it on eBay. And brother, I'll tell you, that hurts when you see that kind of stuff going on. And so we get kicked out of this party on account of what?
Well, if it's the guy's house...
Well, he didn't throw me out, she did.
Well, she threw you and your son out because you hit her with a football. And
humiliated us by throwing us out, made me look bad in front of all my coworkers, made me look bad in front of my employer. And I'm just very skeptical of pregnant women who play it up like, like this woman. I'm not really sure of her motives. I don't mean to be rude, but maybe she played it up to get something. I mean, my mother never played it up, but a lot of these pregnant women play it up.
And what do you suspect she's trying to get? She's trying to sue you? I mean, she could probably sue you.
No, she can't sue me. My son was in the pool with a football. No, she's trying. A lot of these pregnant gals play it up big time, like, hey, look at me, I'm pregnant.
Hold on for a minute. Austin, right?
I'm sorry, sir?
Your name is Austin?
Yes, sir. Austin Market. Yes, sir.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. You believe this guy's mother was a wrestler? Anyway, his son hit a pregnant woman with a football at a 4th of July party, and while he did apologize, apparently he offended the host by saying touchdown, or that's 7 points or something, when the woman got hit square in the stomach. Now, that's a pretty serious thing. This gentleman's claiming that pregnant women aren't that, they're not that fragile? That they play it up. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if there's anything to this idea that, hey, hi, I'm pregnant, so, you know, I want the whole world to roll a red carpet out for me. Maybe. Margaret, did you ever see that with Emily? Did the world lay out a red carpet for her? No. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell my audience what you just told me, Mr. Marco. When your wife was pregnant with your son, what?
When my wife, I'm a very big football fan. I'm originally from Texas, even though I live in California right now. And football is very big in town. And I'm a football fan. And my wife, when she was pregnant with my son, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, I'd have a few beers. I'd say, now, I want to demonstrate something, because if you've got some friends over and they're enjoying a football game, and we would do this on many Sundays, and you see a play. Now, my favorite linebacker was the great Ray Nitschke of the Green Bay Packers. And I could demonstrate to my friends, and my wife willingly, and I want to underline the word willingly, would stand there and let me use her to demonstrate blocking moves and tackling moves.
Right into her gut?
Yeah, yes, sir, but I'm not trying to hurt her. I just wrap my arms around her gently and say, look at this. This is what Nitschke would do. Say, for instance, Jim Brown is running on an end sweep. Nitschke come over and a boom, you know? And if you've ever heard John Madden on the football, he'll say boom and all of that. But it never hurt her. And
so you would wrap your arms gently around your... All I'm trying to tell you, sir, is that a pregnant, if it's somebody else's house and it's someone else's wife.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to educate the husband and the wife. Don't play it up, you know, because I'll tell you what, you look in the movie magazines, you see all these movie stars, what do? I'm pregnant, and they play it all up so that people will send them presents and everything like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Darlene. We got a lot of women hanging on the line who I'm sure are going to have some.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Darlene.
You know, this guy must have been hit. When he was in the womb, he must have been hit by something while his mother was 9 months pregnant with him.
Well, I anticipated
and
a comment like that.
Evidently, you know, this is something that's gone on in the whole family. And I would venture to say that many of the women that are the movie stars don't go around saying they're pregnant to receive gifts. First of all,
well, every time you open up a movie magazine, they're all in there saying that they want to have
presents. Mothers were hit in the stomach while they were pregnant, and they ended up having mental and physical disabilities. Now, if you hit that mother in the stomach at the right spot, you can kill that baby, and that's called murder. Now, I think if you want to be a responsible adult, you better start telling your children to stop messing around with pregnant women.
And man, he's not messing around with pregnant. Mr. Hendry, I'd like to make a comment. I'd like to make a comment, sir.
That's all
right, hold
I
on,
want
darling.
To say to you.
Hold on,
you
darling.
Need...
Hold on, darling. What?
Well, she's saying I'm messing around with pregnant women. My boy's not messing around.
Well, when he threw the football.
He wasn't trying to hurt that lady. Simply put, And the other thing that I want to mention, at what point does a man understandably take pride in a son who's got a good, strong rocket arm? Because I'll tell you right now, you can take Eli Manning and you can flush him down any toilet you want, because my boy has got an arm.
Well, that's fine that your son's got a good, strong arm. He hit a pregnant woman, okay?
And he did not mean to do that. And if that lady that just called in has got a mentally unstable kid, maybe that lady ought to, the police should go and see what she'd done to her kid to make him mentally unstable.
All right, well, let me see if Darlene is still there. Darlene?
I'm here.
Go ahead and respond if you want.
Yeah, I want to tell this man, keep his wonderful arm and his son's wonderful arm, Texas arm, away from pregnant women. He or his son will never in their life ever be pregnant. They have no conception of what it's like to be pregnant and what a pregnant woman goes through.
Well, it was
and
a soggy nerf ball, ma'am.
That husband of hers, that's really something else. He needs to be educated. And you know what? His mother probably got hit several times in the stomach whenever she was pregnant with him. That's what's wrong with his head. And that's what's wrong with his son's head.
Well, ma'am, just because
so
you have a retarded
better
boy
go back and find out
doesn't
what it's
mean
all
that
about.
I did it to you. I didn't make your kid retarded.
My kid's not retarded.
You just said that you had a retarded son, I thought.
I don't have a retarded son, but I know two men that have mental disabilities and physical disabilities because their mothers were hit in the stomach by some jerk just like you when they were pregnant.
Well, this is called
projection,
Ms. Drayden.
And now these two men have to grow up to be adults.
She's
and they cannot take
now.
Care of themselves.
She's saying, I know of two men. She's actually talking about her two sons, probably.
No, I don't have two sons, you jerk ass.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you, I've not called you a name because I'm a gentleman. But
no, you're not. Anybody that says it's okay to hit a pregnant woman is not a gentleman.
Ma'am?
He's not a gentleman.
No nerf ball.
He's not a gentleman. He's
all right.
Not a gentleman.
Okay.
He's not even.
All right.
He's
not a gentleman.
He's not a responsible adult. He's not a gentleman.
I'm not a gentleman.
Gentleman.
All right.
You know,
but
no way.
No wet nerf ball makes a retard. That's all I want to say.
No wet nerf ball makes a retard.
You are a retard.
I'm just
you
trying to tell you,
retard.
You can't
That's
make
because
no retard out of a wet nerf ball.
When she was pregnant with you. You are a retard.
Hey, let me tell you about my
and
mother.
And your son is probably a retard.
Sharon Amarco was one of the top wrestlers on the women's wrestling circuit.
Go back to your retard family, Mr.
Well,
retard,
ma'am, I tell you,
and stay there and leave pregnant women alone.
See, this is what I mean about pregnant women. You can't...
All right, look at Darlene, you made some good points. I'm going to let you go. 1-800-449-8686. I don't think you let that lady say what she wanted to say.
God, yes, I most certainly did, sir. Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead. Make your point. Then I got to move to another call.
My point is this. You heard how hysterical that lady got. The minute you start probing into the very sacred world of the pregnant woman, they go wild on you. You heard that. So the media that...
No, we're talking about the well-being of a mother and a child. I think that's the thing you don't understand. This is Bootsy. Hello, Bootsy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Bootsy.
I just want to make a quick point. Number one, this man does not realize he must have been injured when he was a child, else he wouldn't be influencing his child that could injure
his own child
one day by throwing a football at her,
business.
And it is not okay. You can't
and
pacify
I'm,
it.
And I'm
you're
at the Morongo
at,
Bingo right
you
now.
Have a
I'm
right
up $200. If I'm retarded, ma'am, how is it I'm up $200?
I didn't call you retarded. You know who you are, so
well,
you just admitted you were. I didn't know you
no,
were
ma'am.
Retarded.
You said there's something wrong with
retarded.
Me. You said you
But I'm concerned about you influencing your son. And to tell a
right.
child that looks up to you
yeah.
that it's okay to do and to condone
well,
it, what on
that.
Earth is
well,
the matter
you said,
with you?
You said touchdown, didn't you?
Yeah, I said touchdown, big deal.
And you're also touting the fact, hey, what an arm, Eli Manning ain't got nothing on your kid.
Well, is there something wrong with a father being proud of his son's arm?
No, sir, but when he hits a
but
pregnant woman...
But what about
woman,
the unborn child? Do
ma'am,
you have no decency
ma'am,
or
if,
compassion
if,
in
if,
you
ma'am,
for someone
if,
else's
If I got messed up when my mom was pregnant, how come I'm $300 up right now at the Morongo Indian Casino?
Oh, isn't that cute? Is that what you, how you make your living, by gambling?
I'm on
That's
my day
another
off.
Good
yeah,
lesson
on
we're
my
learning
day.
What you're teaching your son.
On my day off.
I am
yes,
so
ma'am.
Happy I called to expose the world. Make sure he say his name two and three times.
My name is
so
Austin America.
Know what a perfect
and my son, Chase America, is
going
to be going to Syracuse University, and he's going to make Eli Manning look like some skinny little anorexic Olsen twin.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
Hold
on for a minute. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're back on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Austin Abarca attended a 4th of July barbecue where his son, throwing a Nerf football, soggy Nerf football, and I want to make that distinction, Mr. Abarca, because that's a very heavy object. When a kids are playing with a football in the pool is one thing.
Again, you don't want to give my son credit for being able to throw that as well as he did. I understand he hit a pregnant woman, and I am sorry for that, but nobody wants to give my son credit for throwing that ball on the fly, almost a good 30 yards on a rope, a soggy Nerf ball.
Good for him, man. Good for him. If he did that in a scouting combine, if he did that on a practice field, if he did it in a game, not hitting a pregnant woman.
Let me say this, Mr. Henry,
you've heard the ladies say, and they're right, this kind of thing causes serious trauma.
I want to say, though, if an unborn child is so weak that a bounce on the head with a Nerf ball kills it, then I would say, why should it live? You see what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not saying...
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not saying it should be dead. I'm saying...
Well, that's exactly what you're saying, sir.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm saying, if I survived a tag team match when my mother and Dolores Damone teamed up again. I forget the team match. There was a tag team match, and Lou Devontae put together a tag team match. It was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think it was April 1953. My mother's pregnant with me, and she tag teamed with Doris Damone against a couple of gals who, one of them was Ruth Liebman, who's one of the greats. I was in her stomach the whole time, and it was a cage match. Now,
let me say this, sir. My hat's off to your mother for having a very unusual profession while she was pregnant with you and trying to support a family. The fact that she was involved in that kind of an exertion with an unborn child in her stomach ran the risk of serious damage to you. And you've heard the women say they think there's something wrong with you anyway.
Well, like I said, if there's something wrong with me, why am I up now? I'm going to look at my chips right now. I'm throwing up $350, and that's just at video poker at the Morongo Indian Casino. Why?
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
See, you don't have a ready answer for that when all these women are trying to make fun of me.
Let me just get a call on Mary Kate. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, first of all, Austin, I would just like to make one comment. If I could start off by saying, I hope you don't interrupt me with all of your background comments.
That's fine, but nobody lets me respond. Nobody lets
me
respond to their points.
You ramble.
Well, you can't make comments that aren't true about
me.
But you can't say things that aren't true about me.
Well, I didn't say a word yet.
Well, that lady said that I was a retard.
It's obvious that your wife and your son probably don't get a moment to say anything either, because that's all you do is ramble.
Hey,
but anyway.
I love my son, and I love my wife.
Your son, Chase, may very well have a great arm, but we don't want him here in Syracuse. Why don't you just go ahead and send him to Longhorns or maybe the Aggies at Texas A&M?
Oh, hey, you ain't going to have a choice.
You're trying to get along really well, belittling women.
I don't think you're the athletic director of Syracuse.
Rather than here in upstate New York.
I think what we need to talk to is the athletic director of Syracuse and not some housewife,
yep.
You know, who's whatever
well,
you're doing, steaming your socks or whatever you're doing.
There's my other point there, Austin. You're branding me a housewife, and you don't know a thing about me. I don't know what it's like to be pregnant, and I only am calling in.
All right, you're a lesbian. But the fact
that doesn't make her a lesbian.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, then why don't you tell me about you? Why do I got to guess?
Well, the reason I'm not saying anything right now, Austin, is because you never let anybody talk. The point here tonight, the reason I called is because your thinking is exactly what's wrong right now in the world. And you're thinking about your son and his professional career while being humiliated in front of your office workers. You're not even thinking about the bigger picture. And that's the point the other ladies made that might have been pregnant earlier in their lives. And that's the possible harming of a fetus.
All right, you're just a kid.
Beloved President George Bush doesn't want us to go after the embryo for treatment when we're even going to have the baby's going to be lost.
What
you can't
about?
Test any of the
all
cells.
Right. Right. Hey, Mary Kate. Hold on, Mary Kate. What?
I just want to say, if my boy comes to Syracuse, this lady will be so proud of him. You'll be throwing Nerf balls at pregnant women, too.
You have a better chance of seeing God,
You'll be throwing Nerf balls at pregnant women, too.
It'll never happen.
I rest my case.
I guarantee you, once your son makes it somewhere,
when you turn 18, you give me a, when you turn 18, you give me a call. Listen, there, she's all,
Man.
You know something? If you were pregnant, I'd make an exception.
Yeah,
I bet you would.
I wonder if his son would take that Nerf ball and throw it right at you. I wonder if he would throw it right at you and your jewels. How would that feel?
I don't know.
You know,
all right, Mr. Mark, what are you doing?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's never been pregnant.
Well, neither have you, sir, and you've been listening to pregnant women talking. Mary Kate, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Your point, sir, is tenuous, and that is that pregnant women play it up too much, and they're not as weak as they appear.
No, that's not tenuous. That's a very good point.
Not to the point where you're picking up a Nerf ball that's been waterlogged in a swimming pool all afternoon, things got to weigh about 10 pounds, and throw it on a spiral at a pregnant woman.
First of all, and let's get something straight, Chase did not throw that ball on purpose at her. And
I understand it through the other kid's hands, but you guys are sitting there going, touchdown!
I said no. What I said was, now that's 7 points, and I laughed. And then I went over to see if the lady was all right.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Just for me, if I saw a football hit a pregnant woman square in the stomach, I would cringe, man. I would be like, I'd be afraid. I'd probably run away.
You'd run away, would you?
I don't know. It would be the most frightening thing I'd ever see. I certainly wouldn't go down. That's 7 points. We'll be coming right back on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell has any grandchildren? Have you seen them lately?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Dawn, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had a miscarriage, and I didn't have... I'm a pretty tough person, and I worked up till the day I delivered.
Yeah.
And I had a miscarriage getting hit in the back, and it wasn't... It didn't knock me down, it didn't knock me out, but it knocked my baby loose.
Well, that's the difference.
See, you know,
you got hit in the back. My son hit her in the stomach.
It doesn't make any difference.
And the baby's
another thing
more
is,
toward the back.
Your disrespect towards that lady, her husband should not have only gotten you out of that house, but he should have fired you on the spot for your disrespect. And you're teaching your son to disrespect women.
Can I ask you a question?
You're laughing at her. Of course she's going to kick you out. And you know what? It's a 50-50 state. It's not his house. It is their house. And she has every right to kick you out of her house. As much as he does.
But, ma'am, you got to understand who this guy is. This is Craig Jefferson, one of the top construction people in the state.
And
no one tells him what to do.
She did not make a fool out of you. You made a fool out of yourself. And you're also doing it on the air.
Well, that's a good
point. So everyone can hear it.
Sir, I came on your program. Can I ask this lady a question?
Yes.
Was it a Nerf ball that hit you in the back? Or?
No, it wasn't as heavy as a Nerf ball.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't take much, and I'm a tough woman, and I worked up
today. If it had been something heavier.
Pardon me?
If it had been, was it a wiffle ball?
you know, it really
what
doesn't matter, does it?
What do you care what it was?
It really doesn't matter, does it? And it doesn't matter where you're hit. It doesn't even have to be in the stomach, is what I'm saying.
Okay, what do you say about the lady I saw who was having a... She had a Camel cigarette doing line dance and took a shot of Jack Daniels.
You know what I, know what I tell her? Shame on you.
She's an idiot, yeah. She's
shame on you. And you know what I tell you? Shame on you. And shame on teaching your son
no,
to laugh in a
I
situation like that.
I would never teach my son to laugh. And,
and you know what?
I'm very sorry about what happened to you.
And if he has such a good arm, then why was he aiming at a pregnant woman?
No, he was aiming at his at the boy who missed the bus. See, that's the thing, Mr. Henry. You're not letting anybody hear.
No, I heard what you said, and I let you repeat it. The kid that he was throwing the ball to missed it. But apparently this young man threw it so hard, it sailed through the kid's hands. And
oh, okay, so it's my son's fault anyway. Is that it?
Sir, it may not be your son's fault for throwing the football, but for saying, now that's 7 points.
Yeah, and for you,
well,
laughing is just condoning.
But Don, I'm sorry what happened to you, but my mother tag-teamed with Doris DeMond against the Liebman sisters in 1954.
I would tell your mother, shame on her, too.
What are you talking about? I came out good.
No, you didn't.
Well, look.
You have obvious problems,
ma'am,
sir.
Ma'am, do I sound like I'm retarded? No.
Yes, you do.
Ma'am, I'm $400
you're
up now at video poker.
You know what?
I own my own business,
can play
ma'am.
Video poker. Any fool
hey,
can
ma'am,
play video
ma'am,
poker.
Ma'am, I wish you could have seen
it's
my
luck.
Mother. My mother did a corkscrew on one of the greatest female wrestlers, Midge Turnpike, with me in her belly, did a corkscrew and survived a pile driver with me in her stomach.
Well, you know, she's got to face God one day.
God.
And so do you.
Unreal, man. I mean, are you kidding me?
No. I own my own business. I'm the father of a boy. I have a wife. I pay my taxes. I'm not no retard.
And would you please not use that word?
What?
Using the word retard?
Well, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm trying to tell you.
You're offensive.
You're upset.
Offensive from the word go.
You know what? You're upset because you couldn't take a little wiffle ball to your butt.
It wasn't a wiffle ball.
She didn't
wasn't
say it was
to
a
my
wiffle
butt.
Ball. All right, Don, thank you very much.
I think you got to see, she's tougher than she's saying. She's all these women are calling up. I lost my baby to miscarriage. Well, what happened? Well, I got hit with a move wiffle ball. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. My mother especially was the body scissor. She took Doris DeMond. And I mean, she put that woman away with a sleeper, body scissor, and then a flying suplex off a top buckle. And this is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, April of 1953, a flying elbow to Doris DeMond's face with me in her stomach.
How do you know all of this?
Because my mother and my father told me about it. My mother wasn't a retard, I'm not a retard, and the boy's no retard. And then she did a double underhook powerbomb.
Oh, I don't care, man, about the different wrestling moves. I'm talking to you about things that are important here, like an unborn child. God almighty, the kids are up against it as soon as they come into the world of this sewer of a world we live in. Can't we take care of them at least when they're in the womb? Or do they have to be exposed to every kind of abuse while they're there, too?
Well, hold on for a minute.
Hey.
Nice speech. That was just...
Your sarcasm doesn't affect me, sir. Let's go to line two. This is Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment to this gentleman. He explained how his mother was pregnant and did so many strenuous things and it did no damage.
Absolutely.
Well, it did do damage. Your brain damage, my friend.
Oh, in
everybody
your opinion?
That thinks a pregnant woman being hit with a football, it can do no damage to the fetus, or if it does, well, it was God's will anyway. Is
what?
Totally out of it. You better look up
no,
for the guys
said,
in the white coats. They're looking for you.
Wait, you just said doing damage to the face? Are
to
you talking
the baby,
about
the... To the unborn baby.
To the face of the baby?
What are you talking about?
He said something about doing damage to the baby's face, to the fetus's face.
No, I didn't say anything to the about the face.
If that's the case, your
you
mother must have been hit with a medicine ball.
English language, leave alone think straight. You are totally out of it, mister.
You, know,
you
Bill,
and your son both.
Sir... There was a time that I pulled a double suplex on you.
Hey, but let me tell you something else. You keep talking about you're up $300 and some at the casino. You idiot. How much did you lose last night? $900?
Good point, Bill. How much did you lose?
You know something, you gentlemen, you're jealous because I know how to work these machines.
No, I'm not at all jealous.
No, that's a good point. How much did you drop?
I'm up, let me tell you something, I'm up $600 on one machine alone. I got people well, okay, you can laugh if you want. But I'll tell you one thing, I was able to survive my mother getting her stomach rammed into a turnbuckle.
No,
okay?
My friend, you
and your face,
survive.
You
don't realize it, but your brain damaged.
You know what? Your mother
that's
was,
what happened to you.
Your mama was so delicate when she was pregnant with you that when she saw a monkey in the zoo, it messed your face up.
Whatever, dude. That was very weak sauce.
Oh, weak sauce, huh?
It really
hey, what
was.
What do you expect from a moron? And that guy is
okay,
a moron.
Okay, fine. Fine. You win, Bill. You win. But guess what, Bill? I just hit another $60.
Oh, you just hit. Last night you lost your drawers, so don't give me what you hit tonight.
They got a nickel slot over here with a $5,000 jackpot. Guess who's taking it?
There's only one slot that is important, and that's the one you should be dropped in.
The only slot that's important to me is the one I'm going to later on tonight.
Okay, that's uncalled for.
First.
Thank you very much, Bill. We don't have a lot of time left here in our segment. We're going to have to break here. We're talking with Austin Amarca. Bizarre story. This gentleman yesterday with his son on the 4th of July at a pool party where his son threw a football and it went through the hands of the intended receiver, as they say in the game, and it hit a pregnant woman in the stomach. Mr. Amarca seems to think that pregnant women just aren't that weak. They play it up like they're a lot weaker than they are. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to say to our guest, you're in a very loud area, sir.
I'm sorry, Phil. I left the casino. I'm in the bar restaurant right now. I'm in the bar restaurant right now.
Okay. Are you having something to drink?
Yes, sir. I am having a cocktail right now. Yes, sir. But the point that I was making to that other gentleman that I guess he didn't hear too good. I'm here at the Morongo Indian Casino. They used to call it the bingo, now it's casino. I'm up $700. I'm up $700 on the blackjack too. So how can I be a retard after my mother when she beat Doris DeMone?
All right, I understand it, sir. I got to move on to another call.
Yes, sir, but that's my...
I think the point you're trying to make is your mother was a wrestler while she was pregnant with you, and you're fine. I don't like the use of the word retard.
I'm very sorry about that.
All right, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry about that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Rosa. Hello, Rosa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Rosa.
Austin, shut up for a minute.
I'm going to shut up anytime a lady named Rosa.
Shut up for a minute.
Okay.
Number one, you shouldn't be in a casino trying to say something to your son. Number two, I have a niece that's retarded. Her mother worked 9 months the whole time she was pregnant. Had nothing to do with wrestling. Wrestling is fake.
What?
And number three, you are teaching your son the wrong thing. As soon as he hit that pregnant woman, your son should have automatically went over and apologized. I have a son. I'm a single parent. I have a son, and he played all stars. He played all the way up. It only takes one chance to screw it up, and it did for
me. Did you wrestle when you was pregnant with him?
I wrestled, and I'm a black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay. Your son ain't a retard, is he?
I didn't do it when I was pregnant.
I don't want to hear the word retard.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but she just said she's doing all kinds of kung fu bull crap.
Not when I was pregnant.
What?
Okay, you know what? I think he's drunk. I think he's drunk. Thanks very much, Rosa.
I think he's drunk, too.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk, G-Diet.
The Phil Henry Show.